resentment is there's a bunch of people out there that have these lives that are deeply unsatisfying, because I think somehow or another, through momentum and just through just things falling into place the way they are and people trying to fit their lives around the way these pieces have fallen into place, there are so many people that are working all day long doing something that is deeply unsatisfying and almost painful to them.
Yes.
If you make furniture, you make furniture for a living, and you feel a great satisfaction out of that, and you sell that furniture, look, man, making furniture feels good. If you can do that, you could cut those corners perfectly and sand everything down nice and stain it, and then it's done, and you get this satisfaction, and you sell it to someone, and that pays your bills. That is infinitely more satisfying than being stuck in some fucking cubicle working for someone that you don't want to work for, having to have these stupid fucking office meetings, talking to people in human resources, sitting down with your supervisor where they evaluate your job performance, and you really need to be enthusiastic about this company. This company is your future. This kind of like, you're like, fuck, kill me now. You know, there's a lot of people out there that would way rather do something else, and I hope they understand that they can. Everybody's got these stupid barriers they put in their own head. You got to resist those goddamn things, because they don't do you any good, and they certainly define the potential for your future in a negative way that's not self-serving, and it's not even real. You know, you put this artificial ceiling on the potential for what you're doing. If you hit a wall, okay, that just means you need to regroup and rethink. It doesn't mean that wall's there, especially when it comes to something like social media or like a podcast, something where you like it less, fix that. Figure out a way to do it. You can do that. And this idea that there's no way to get past the starting block today is just ludicrous. It's crazy. And it's just this poor thinking. And people that are trapped in bad situations, one of the problems is you feel like this is your future. You feel like you're fucked and you can't get out of that. There's no hope. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no rainbow. And if you feel like that, that alone can be incredibly defining and limiting. But if you look at yourself objectively and say, okay, I kind of am fucked here. I'm in credit card debt. I'm working in a shitty job. I don't like what I'm doing, but I have some ideas. I need to feed those fucking ideas. I need to feed them and water them, and I need to set aside a certain amount of time every day to just try to make those things happen. You can do that.
Wondering why other people success, or wondering why other people are successful, is the refuge of losers. Wondering why other people are successful. Like, who gives a fuck? You can say you think it sucks, but to spend time wondering why someone is successful and hating on someone being successful, it doesn't do any good. It's like, what is that old expression that jealousy is, it's a poison that does the opposite of its intended? Is that your mind, you have a certain amount of bandwidth. This is why I don't read Instagram comments or Twitter comments or YouTube comments. Like, I don't have any time. If I read them, it's an accident. But to seek them out, like, you have bandwidth. I don't spend time wondering why I hate things or hating on someone or being jealous. You have, let's call it units. You have 100 units of bandwidth in your mind. So that means there's 100 units that you can spend on things you care about, or you could let your mind be occupied by some stupid fucking Twitter feud that you're in with some idiot that you don't even know, and you could spend 30% of your Twitter bandwidth or your mind bandwidth on this, and then you only have 70% for the things you love. And then maybe you're involved in some fucking relationship with someone who's an idiot, and you're arguing back and forth with them. Well, there's another 30% that's gone. Now you have 40% left. You have 40% for the things you love instead of 100%. But if you only concentrate on the things you care about that mean something to you, and I think that there's a lot of people out there that think somehow or another you're going to get to some place where you're living in silk sheets and you're getting your toes done while someone's dropping grapes into your mouth. I don't want that. I've never wanted that. That guy's not going to be happy. He's going to be bored. An hour into the grapes, you're going to get those fucking grapes away from me. Stop painting my toes. What am I doing in this bed? I got to do something. I'm not stimulated. The human organism, the animal that we are, needs constant stimulation because it evolved trying to find food and escape enemies.
and find shelter, escape nature, escape the elements, try to survive. And this is the great joy that you have in taking care of your children, that you can protect your children from the elements and the enemies and feed them. And it's also the great sadness that you see in losers. When I see a loser, I see some guy who's 43 years old, lives in his parents' basement, and he fucking hates the world. I'm like, that was a baby. Man, this is a baby that somebody just gave shitty nutrients to, whether it's nutrients in the forms of food or in the form of thoughts and ideas and examples, and this kid developed these horrible self-defeating patterns of behavior that have led them to this point where they're this middle-aged person with no future and no idea of how to get out of this rut, and probably never will escape it, and might just wind up sucking on a gun. You know, I mean, this is the world that we live in today. And I think part of that world is because we have been fed this line of horseshit that you're supposed to seek comfort. And I don't think you are. I think you're supposed to seek lessons, and you're supposed to seek difficult tasks and accomplishments. And through those things and through doing things that are hard to do, even if it's just a fucking 90-minute hot yoga class. I do a 90-minute yoga class, man. Those last 20 minutes, I do not want to be there, man. And I definitely don't want to give 100%. And I can cheat. I can kind of half-ass it. I can. But if I don't, and I get through it, when that time is up, and the lady says namaste, and everybody gets up, I'm like, fuck, man, I made it. You know, I lost 15 pounds. My fucking yoga mat is drenched to the point where I could literally wring it out and fill a jug up with water. But through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better fucking do it again tomorrow or do something else, because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression, because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just part of being a human being. And we can pretend that we're something other than what we really are. And we can pretend, nah, me, man, I'm just cool, just chilling, doing nothing. Bullshit. You're a fucking human. You're a human being. You evolved from the fucking hundreds of thousands of years of hunters and gatherers and people that were struggling. Those human reward systems are carved deeply into your DNA. And if you don't respect that, if you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, camaraderie, love, family, friendship, struggle, testing yourself, learning, all those things are imperative. They're all a giant part of being a person. Concentrating on people that suck or being jealous about people that are doing well does me zero good. But instead, if someone does well, I can be inspired and I can get fired up by it. I mean, I figured this out in my early 20s. I was like, okay, this is I have a poor way of looking at it, because it's a martial arts thing. Because in martial arts, like, you can't be jealous of someone else's ability. You have to realize you might have to fight them someday. So by realizing that they're really good, you're forced to be objective about it. And you have to go to work. Like, you have to go, fuck, that guy's better than me. I got to get better. And you have to go to work.
Right.
There's no positive benefit in underestimating someone. Underestimating someone will get you fucking killed. Like, literally. This is something I've cultivated for a long time and avoided things that make me unhappy and figured out what those things are and been very rigid about eliminating them from my life. And one of the big ones is eliminating interactions with people that are negative. That is gigantic. And because I've realized that I'm not really as independent as I used to like to think I was. I used to like to think that my thought process was independent and that I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. That's nonsense. People say that because they absolutely care what people think and it bothers them. So they say, I don't give a fuck. But that I don't give a fuck stuff is almost entirely nonsense. You do care. And you care in both ways. You care if people are critical of you, care if people are positive of you, but you also care if people are living positive lives and they're motivating you. That's a big one. People are fuel, and other people, it's one of the reasons why I like talking to people, one of the reasons why I like to do podcasts, because I get a lot out of, you know, like just talking to you about your time in the monastery or your push to get to that 100 miles. Like, you get energy out of people like that, and you think about this energy and you think about this inspiration when you're doing other things. And it also sets in your mind that when you meet these exceptional people that move you, like, what are the characters What are the qualities that they have? What are the characteristics that they possess? And those things become significant and important to you. Whereas if you live around a bunch of people that are complaining and bitching about everything, and they see the negative in everything, and they're always whining, those people are the opposite of that. They're the opposite of inspiration, and they're mud. You're just like, what? It's like you're up to your ankles in mud. You try to trudge through life. It's difficult. You're not light. It's not pushing you. There's not a wind at your back. The wind's in your face, and it's rough, you know. And over time, I've learned that these people, you're not going to fix them. I used to want to fix them when I was young. I used to want to go, hey, man, I see what you're doing. Like, dude, don't do that anymore. Listen, just try, just do this and stop doing that and start doing this. And if you just work towards this, you could be successful. And then a week later, the guy's doing the same shit. You're like, okay, right. I'm wasting a significant amount of my energy on someone who doesn't want to waste any of their energy on themselves. And so managing the community and the tribe that you're in, making sure that you're a good member of that tribe, that you're doing your part, you know. And there's a lot of cynicism in these days about inspiration and about motivation, because there's a lot of fake shit. You know, you can go on Instagram and you see a million of these inspirational quote pages, and they're run by people that are probably depressed. You know, you see a lot of people that are, you know, talking about how to get ahead in life, but they're not really doing anything themselves. So there's a lot of cynicism involved in that, but there's also sincerity in it. And you can get, if you just look at it with a pure heart and a pure mind, you can get a lot of energy out of that. And when you're around happy, inspirational people that are successful, it makes you feel better and you get inspired. And if you act on that inspiration, your life will be more fulfilled. And it's not just inspirational in terms of financial success, but in terms of doing difficult things, whether it's running 100 miles, it doesn't pay you a goddamn thing other than the wealth of the knowledge that you can push yourself to such an extreme. Or anything else, whether it's someone who becomes really good at playing chess, or someone who's really good at martial arts, or whatever it is. There's a great feeling in these overcoming these difficult things, because life is never this just constant state of, I'm at a 9 all day, and when I'm with my wife, I hit 10. Yay, and I stay like that. That's not real. What's real is, like, you saying that you went to this monastery and felt all this angst about meditating and being alone and not having your phone and not having the input. But then when it comes out of it, then you have this reward. So you push through this, and you had these uncomfortable feelings, and you came out of those uncomfortable feelings with this newfound appreciation for time and this newfound respect for your own existence and your own space, and carving out 3 hours for yourself a day. That's where it all comes from. It all comes from life lessons, and the lessons are learned through struggle.